Fan and FM.
Hand off Adrian up the middle, room to the 20, cuts to the left to the 25, and Adrian's loose! He splits the defense! 50, 40, 30, goodbye, baby! Touchdown!
It's X's and O's with Leslie Frazier on the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network. Now, live from Winter Park, here's the voice of the Minnesota Vikings, Paul Allen.
A pleasant good evening to you. Indeed, welcome to the Vikings Radio Network with the head coach of the Minnesota Vikings, Leslie Frazier. I am the play-by-play guy, Paul Allen, and we start the 2013 season this weekend from Ford Field against the Detroit Lions. First of all, congratulations on getting out of the preseason relatively healthy. I mean, I know you have the Kevin Williams situation. Chris Cook got nicked up a little bit, but overall, looking at the landscape of the league, there were some big-time players that went down during preseason games, and I know that you were very cautious of that.
Oh, yeah. There were some teams that lost guys for the year in the preseason, so we were very fortunate in that regard, and now we're looking forward to the regular season.
What excites you most about this game Sunday?
Well, the fact, Paul, that it's an NFC North opponent that we're facing on the road, so it gives us a chance to get off to a good start in our division, that always gets us excited.
How ready are the guys off the preseason?
I think they're chomping to go. I mean, these guys are ready to get out on the field and line up against a real opponent rather than a preseason game, so everybody's excited to kick the season off.
Leslie, from a team standpoint, you always stress that you and the coaches analyze the body of work. So therefore, if we see exotic blitzes in Buffalo, people are getting hit, you're not moving the ball. If you see the quarterback throw two passes in the Houston game, one to our guy, one to their guy, you don't want that to happen necessarily, but there's more that you have analyzed other than just the preseason games, right?
No question. I mean, for us, it goes all the way back to the work that we put in beginning in April and then what we do in our OTAs and then training camp as well. So it's not just the preseason games themselves that we are measuring our players and our team on, although that is a part of the equation without question as we're trying to formulate our roster. But there are other factors that go into our determining where we are.
You were able to keep, as I call it, the Minnesota move. Moving company, your offensive line healthy every regular season game last year. How much did that play into not only the run you made in December, but just the overall success of the offense?
I think it had a lot to do with our success. To develop that continuity and the cohesiveness that you need to have a good offensive line to keep those guys healthy throughout the year, we got better and better as the season went on, and it culminated in the run that we had in December. So to bring those guys back and to have a good preseason where we didn't lose anybody for health reasons, we should be better this 2013 season.
And you want to start well, obviously. Shoot, you'd like to go 16-0 and eventually go 19-0. But nevertheless, as you told us last preseason, and I kind of feel that you feel the same now, even though I haven't heard it, you have constructed this team to play its best post-Thanksgiving. And we saw that last year where you just hear so many things from so many coaches and so many general managers around the league and training camp, where we heard from you that this team is constructed to be a physical, punishing, bruising team offensively and defensively after Thanksgiving. And we saw that last year. Is there anything different about this year's version?
Not at all. Our players, they hear me talk about that all the time, that we're going to be the most conditioned team, the most physical team every Sunday we line up and play. And part of the reason we practice as hard as we do in Mankato when we're in full pads and, you know, guys are complaining about why we're in pads is because, Paul, we want to be able to finish in the month of November and December the way we think we need to in order to have a chance to compete in postseason. So there's a method to why we do things the way we do.
In a league that widely is considered offensively a pass-happy league, if you look back at the last several drafts, Leslie, specifically the last couple, and specifically in this division, the NFC North, you see teams defensively drafting a certain type of cornerback, a certain type of offensive lineman, linebacker, where they're becoming equipped to slow the pass with these nice quarterbacks in the NFL. Meanwhile, here you come with the MVP in the backfield. Do you feel like, even in a pass-happy league, that you have a distinct advantage over certain teams because of your approach?
Well, it's something that we believe in. I don't look at it as an advantage, but it's just something we believe in here. It's worked for us. Our players have bought into it. They understand how we're going to win here in Minnesota from a defensive standpoint as well as an offensive standpoint, even though in today's NFL it seems to be so sexy to, you know, throw the ball 30, 40 times. We found a way with the most valuable player in the league in our backfield.
He averaged 168 yards per game, did Adrian Peterson, over the final eight games of the season last year. This is X's and O's with head coach Leslie Frazier, and I'm Paul Allen. This will be a weekly occurrence every Wednesday. Running backs coach James Saxon to talk about Adrian Peterson and his stable coming up shortly. The quarterback, Christian Ponder, what do you like about his walk up to the regular season?
I think he's really grown quite a bit over this offseason. You can see with our huddle, he has much more command. He's making better decisions in some of the things we've done in practice and even in the preseason game. So I think he's grown a lot, in particular from the shoulders up, and we're looking forward to him leading our team to success.
And with Christian, how much respect did he earn from you? And, you know, you guys took him 12th overall. He's your starting quarterback. But last year, after that game at Lambeau Field, and then in the Bears game that you eventually won him All of America Field, Jarius Wright zipped by safety Major Wright. Christian underthrew him. It was another bad interception. That looked to be the bottom. Christian faced a lot of scrutiny, you know, with his play from outside and maybe even a little on the inside. He faced it. He had five touchdowns, one rushing, and only one interception during that four-game winning streak. How much respect did he gain of yours by doing that?
Oh, it was great to see. For him to face some of the criticism that he received, the adversity that he was experiencing, and you're right, that Green Bay game that we lost up at Lambeau, I think it was week 13 maybe, that was a tough time for our team. And for him to bounce back and play the way he did down the stretch, I mean, he earned the respect of our locker room, and guys believe in him. They know that he's more than capable of leading our team to success.
Leslie, is it possible to have a goal into the season for a run-pass ratio, a run-pass split for your offense, or is it really a game-by-game thing?
For us, it's more game-by-game. You know, we go into every game saying that we're going to run the team no matter if they're an eight-man front team or nine-man front, which we expect to see every week. We're going to find our spots to complete some passes down the field. But for us, everything begins with our run game.
Should Christian Ponder run the ball more off what you saw last year? And the reason I'm bringing it up is I know you guys preach for him to stay in the pocket, slide away from the blitz, keep your eyes down the field, all of the stuff you would expect a maturing quarterback to handle, especially in a year like this. But in looking back at his last year and change, I can't remember a tackle for loss that he's taken. I mean, when he tucks that thing away and runs, it's like a free 15 almost every time.
Yeah, I mean, that was one of the attractive parts when we were looking at quarterbacks the year that he came out. His mobility in the pocket was something that was very attractive to us. So when he does take off, he gets positive yardage for us. But at the same time, you know, we don't want him taking hits, Paul. We don't want to expose him. So we have to pick our spots when he does scramble. But he's done a very good job of getting down and staying relatively healthy.
So that means when we debut against Detroit this weekend, you have not changed the philosophy to a read option offense where you're going to run it like Washington and Philadelphia and Seattle and San Francisco.
I don't want to
as the base.
Well, we do have some wrinkles that we want to employ, and we'll take a look at those on Sunday.
Excellent. Whatever works, as long as it gets you to the winner's circle. Leslie, is this roster better than the roster you finished with last season?
I like to think so. You know, some of that remains to be seen as we go through the transition at certain positions. We got some young guys who are going to have to step up and play well for us early, Paul, in order for us to say that without question our roster is better than it was a year ago. But I think we have guys that are more than capable, and we're looking forward to this 2013 season.
With the fan base, one of the more popular players on your team is Joe Webb. He made the team. Good for Joe Webb. What did he do in the offseason and through the preseason to make this team as a wide receiver?
Well, he has grown quite a bit as a receiver. He works as hard as anybody we have on our club. He's one of those guys who, as a receiver, he's found a niche even on special teams. We found out that he's a guy that can go down and cover kicks. He also has the ability to return kicks. But he does some other things as well that gives you some multiplicity in some of the things that he's capable of doing. So we're excited about his growth, his athleticism, and Joe's leadership as well.
Leslie, it's not like he was on the bubble into that Tennessee fourth preseason game. Maybe he was. But when Marcus Sherrills goes 109 yards and you watch that thing back and you see Joe Webb and Mike Motti, a couple of guys make the team, mugging Titans to open it for Sherrills without holding.
Right.
it's stuff like that that helps guys like Joe, Mike Motti, Zach Lyon make teams, right?
No doubt about it. I mean, that was one of the reasons, as I mentioned, why Joe made the team. He did a very good job for us on special teams in the preseason, and we saw his growth in that area, and some of the other guys you mentioned as well, Mike Amani and others. But Marcus is a tremendous young player for us, and he's made big plays time and time again.
Zach Lyon, undrafted from Southern Methodist University, more all-purpose yards at SMU than Eric Dickerson. Why did he go undrafted?
I think people were trying to figure out, you know, he's a little bit of a tweener. You know, is he a fullback? Is he a tailback at our level? And so that kind of scared people away a little bit because he was a very good runner, as you mentioned. I mean, to go down to SMU and do what he did.
Yep.
But for us, you know, we moved him to fullback. We wanted him to learn how to be a lead blocker, and he's really grown in that area.
Would you define your and Bill Musgrave's offense as a run-first offense?
Yes.
You got the MVP in the backfield.
Yes.
What I'm getting at is with receivers, Greg Jennings, Cordarrelle Patterson, Jerome Simpson, let's go to Jarius Wright, say those four. Are they completely comfortable with this being a run-first offense and the MVP being in the backfield?
Oh, without question. You know, when we were talking to Greg about joining our team, Paul, we talked to him about that fact. Our offense is run through Adrian.
Yeah.
It's unlike, you know, any offense that he's been a part of in the past. So he had to come to grips with that and accept that in order to be a part of our team, and he's okay with that. And so are other receivers. They understand our offense goes through Adrian.
Leslie, to win the division and advance in the playoffs, would you concede offensively the team needs to be more explosive in the passing game than it was last year?
Without question. You know,
okay.
We got to be more balanced than we were a year ago. We have to get more explosive plays down the field to take some of the pressure off of our running game. So we're hoping with the acquisition of Greg,
yep,
along with the development of Cordarrelle Patterson and a healthy Jerome Simpson and Jarius Wright, we should be better in the passing game.
And conversely, what I'm getting at there is Adrian, the hyperactive Adrian Peterson, who wants the ball 35 times a game. He showed last year when you went three tight ends, then two tight ends, and Felton, the 22 personnel, he'll give you 170 a game and become the MVP. Conversely, is Adrian comfortable with knowing the team has to pass more explosively to go farther?
Oh, without question. As long as we're winning, Paul, that's the beauty of Adrian Peterson. He wants to win. Everybody gets caught up in those numbers.
Yep.
But Adrian wants to win a championship. And if that means his numbers are going to be down, but we're having success as a team, he'll be the first to tell you, I'm all in.
Any concerns into week one with the rookie holder for Blair Walsh?
I think Blair, you know, he's going to be fine. And Jeff, he's working every day on getting better as a holder as well as a punter. So we're counting on him just to continue to improve in that area.
How does Reggie Bush complement what they do on offense for the Lions?
He is a pretty good acquisition for them. I mean, that was a nice move by their organization to pick him up this offseason. He's a guy who is a threat coming out of the backfield catching the football. He makes a lot of plays, explosive plays, catching the ball on screens, checkdowns. I mean, he's something to deal with. And, you know, he has that dimension of being able to run the ball. He's improved in that area. He had a real good year last season with Miami. So he's another weapon for their offense.
When you guys go nickel, Xavier Rhodes, Josh Robinson, and Chris Cook, do you anticipate Detroit's offense maybe singling out Antoine Winfield's replacement, making sure Josh Robinson can tackle, identifying the rookie cornerback? He's a first rounder. He's physical. He has long arms. He has all of the intangibles, but he hasn't played a game yet. Do you anticipate them trying them early in the game?
Oh, without question. I mean, that's what every NFL team would do. We would do it ourselves. I mean, we're going to test those young guys out, especially when it's their first start at a new position. So we expect that. We're getting them prepared for that.
Last one. What are some goals you and the team have set for this season, Leslie?
Well, Paul, we want to win the NFC North. We want to be able to be a playoff team and go on and win a world championship. That's our goal. We want to be one of those teams playing in New York at the end of the year.
Thanks for the chat.
All right,
and best
you.
Of luck this weekend.
Thanks.
Leslie Frazier, head coach of the Minnesota Vikings. Make sure to join me and Paul Charchian Friday from 9 to noon at Buffalo Wild Wings in Plymouth. It's the Friday Football Feast. Check out the complete schedule at Vikings.com or on my show page at KFAN.com. Running backs coach James Saxon is next on the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network.
It wasn't the first boot made, not the second.
Lopez, and you're listening to The Fan.
Welcome back to X's and O's from Winter Park and the Vikings Radio Network. X's and O's with head coach Leslie Frazier. We have another special guest coming up shortly. We invite you to enter to win an exclusive VIP trip to see the Vikings play at Green Bay, courtesy of Crown Royal Blended Canadian Whiskey. Go to Vikings.com/Crown Royal to enter for a chance to win. No purchase necessary. Must be 21 or older. Please drink responsibly. James Saxon, running backs coach for the Minnesota Vikings, joins us now on X's and O's. What excites you most about this game this weekend, Mr. Saxon?
Well, I'm just happy to finally get to a regular season game where we can see our guys play a full game. It's, you know, we waited for a long time, worked real hard, and now we have to go show what we can.
You and I have chatted for many years about Adrian Peterson. Now he's Adrian Peterson, the MVP. Is it any different coaching Adrian Peterson, the MVP, compared to Adrian Peterson from the last couple of years?
No, he's the same guy. He comes to work hard every single day in practice and in meetings, and the guy just wants to win. He's a winner, and, you know, that's why he is who he is.
You think he'll be all wound up into this game? He's an excitable going guy as it is. Are you going to preach to him this week, patience? Stay patient with your reads?
I think he's going to be just like the other 52 guys on the roster. They want to go ahead and go out there and get to play some football for four quarters.
Last time he played Detroit, I think he had 171-1. That was at Mall of America Field. He averaged 168 yards per game over the final eight games. After Percy Harvin became injured in that Seattle game and was done for the season, clearly there was a philosophical change to the Vikings offense where it became not only a run first team but a run first dominating team with three tight ends, two tight ends, and Jerome Felton. That, how much of that, with the philosophical change you guys made at the end of the season, how much did that help Adrian become the MVP?
Well, I just think that what we started to do as an offense, we started to do things that we could. Obviously, running football was one of our strong points, and Bill Musgrave and the rest of the offensive coaches, we all sat down and, you know, we did things for the offense that we wanted our players to be capable of doing, and that's basically the bottom line.
No Jerome Simpson for the first three games. How do you, Jerome Felton, that is. How do you handle that?
Well, guys got to step up. I mean, it's an unfortunate situation, but that's exactly where we are. And now we're just going to move forward with the guys that are here.
Is there, with Adrian Peterson coming into the league in 2007, James, to where he is now, what's next in the maturation? The blitz pickup has gotten better over the years. The catching's gotten better. He's the MVP because of how he runs it. What do you think is next for Adrian?
You know, I don't have a crystal ball, but one thing I do know is next for the guys, he wants to be the best all the time. And I think that with that kind of attitude from anybody, I think it gives yourself a chance to be successful going forward.
What do you like about Toby Gerhardt's preseason, minicamp, and organized team activities?
Just an absolute professional. Just an absolute professional. The guy's a great football player who happens to be playing around behind the great football player. So we're very, very happy to have Toby, and I look forward to good things from him as well.
And Toby's always been accepting of what his role is. I mean, you get all those accolades at Stanford, almost win the Heisman Trophy, come into the game, and oh, by the way, there's that guy. If he didn't buy in, then a guy like you could have had problems, right?
Well, you know, that's the good part about the makeup of the guys, the character of the guys that Coach Frazier wants on his team. And that's why you have guys like Toby in every position group, and just makes your rooms that much easier to be around.
Zach Line, the undrafted hybrid, fullback, kind of a tight end, kind of a tailback. He had those two touchdowns in the preseason, and he also did some good work on special teams, from what I understand. What do you like about Zach Line, and as an undrafted guy who I believe is in your room, what did he do to make this team?
Well, you know, the guy's just a tough guy. From the very day one he came in here, you just saw the toughness right off the bat. Now, he is a rookie, so he's got a lot to learn. He's playing a new position. He's trying every day to get better at it. And, you know, the focus for him, the drive for him, is to come in here and work every single day to get better and not be satisfied.
Do you think, James, do you think Adrian is better suited or is more comfortable in a single set, or is he okay when he has it, when he has a fullback in front of him?
Well, you know, I don't get involved with that much. The only thing I know is that we have to do things that are off. His line's capable of doing. Obviously, we have to do things that he's capable of doing, and we just go forward and find those things from there. We want to use every good football player on his team, and that's why you have the numbers you have. So these guys worked very hard this summer to earn a spot on this football team, and, you know, they're the kind of character guys that Coach Frazier wants.
Last one for James Saxon, running back coach for the Minnesota Vikings, Red Ellison. Whose responsibility is he? Is he a running back's room guy? Is he with Jim Johnson as a tight end? How do you you handle Rhett Ellison, who does some work out of the backfield?
Well, you know, Jimmy does a great job preparing Rhett to do two different jobs. And, you know, I chime in where I need to chime in. And, you know, Jimmy Johnson is an excellent coach. And, you know, Rhett and those guys know that. And they do a very good job of trying to execute the assignments that Jimmy puts in front of them. And,
best of luck this season.
All right, thank you.
And thank you very much for joining the show.
All right, thank you.
James Saxon, running backs coach for the Minnesota Vikings. We are all excited for the opener this weekend from Ford Field. It's the Minnesota Vikings taking on the Detroit Lions, a team the Vikings beat a couple of times last year. And again, mentioned it with Leslie Frazier with X's and O's with the head coach. Adrian Peterson, over the final eight games of the season last year, averaged 168 yards rushing per game. Not only did he run the Minnesota Vikings to the playoffs, but he ran himself to an MVP award. One of the real curious things that I have in preparing to call the game with Pete Bursich and Greg Coleman this weekend, noon for the kickoff, 11 o'clock for the pregame for the Vikings Radio Network, and 10 a.m. for the pregame for the flagship FM 100.3 The Fan, KFAN. One of the intriguing things for me is to see with Greg Jennings and Cordarrelle Patterson and a healthy Jerome Simpson, along with Jarius Wright in his second year, how teams defend the Minnesota Vikings. Because some of those defenses we saw last year, specifically at St. Louis, they used a five-man defensive front for all of the first quarter. We would see eight, nine, 10 men in the box designed to slow Adrian Peterson. But the thing is the team couldn't pass explosively. In fact, the Vikings finished the year with the fewest passes complete of 20 yards or more in the NFL. As Leslie Frazier told us, to get to the Super Bowl to make the Mission Meadowlands, that has to change. That opportunity is in front of Christian Ponder and the offense this weekend. Defensively speaking, Jared Allen's ready to go. Rookie Sharif Floyd's ready to go. Rookie Xavier Rhodes is ready to go. And on the back end, you have maybe one of the better safeties in the NFL already in Harrison Smith. Look at the rookie punter Jeff Locke, the way he plopped it inside the 10 in the preseason, and Blair Walsh, 10 of 10 from 50 yards and beyond last year. You get what I'm saying here. The team's a very balanced team, and it starts this weekend against the Detroit Lions at Ford Field. The producers of this show are Joe and Jay Nelson. For all of us with the Minnesota Vikings, the Vikings Entertainment Network, and the football team, thank you for listening to X's and O's on the Vikings Radio Network.
This has been X's and O's with Leslie Frazier, live from